Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Cried the fair young maiden.
It's only me from over the sea, says Barnacle Bill the sailor. I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree, says Barnacle Bill the sailor. I'll sail the sea until I croak. I fight and swear and drink and smoke, but I can't swim a bloody stroke, says Barnacle Bill the sailor.
Are you young and handsome, sir? Are you young and handsome, sir? Are you young and handsome, sir? Cried the fair young maiden.
I'm old and rough and dirty and tough, says Barnacle Bill the sailor. I drink my gin, I dip my snuff, says Barnacle Bill the sailor. I drink my whiskey when I can, whiskey from an old tin can, for whiskey is the life of man, says Barnacle Bill the sailor.
I'll come down and let you in, I'll come down and let you in, I'll come down and let you in, cried the fair young maiden.
Well, hurry before I break the door, says Barnacle Bill the sailor. I'll cuss and fuss and rant and roar, says Barnacle Bill the sailor. I'll spin you yarns and tell you lies, I'll drink your wine and eat your pies, I'll kiss your cheek and black your eyes, says Barnacle Bill the sailor.
Sing me a love song low and sweet, sing me a love song low and sweet, sing me a love song low and sweet, cried the fair young maiden.
16 men on a dead man's chest, sang Barnacle Bill the sailor. Yo, heave ho and a bottle of rum, sang Barnacle Bill the sailor. Oh, a high-rigged cheek and a jaunting car, ah, hee-ah-ho, what are you most done? Hooray, my boys, with the bullion run, sang Barnacle Bill the sailor.
Tell me that we soon shall wed, tell me that we soon shall wed, tell me that we soon shall wed, cried the fair young maiden.
I've got me a wife in every port, says Barnacle Bill the sailor. The handsome gals is what I court, says Barnacle Bill the sailor. With my false heart and flattering tongue, I court them all, both old and young. I court them all, but marries none, says Barnacle Bill the sailor.
When shall I see you again? When shall I see you again? When shall I see you again? Cried the fair young maiden.
Never again I'll come no more, says Barnacle Bill the sailor. Tonight I'm sailing from the shore, says Barnacle Bill the sailor. If you wait for me to come, setting and waiting and sucking your thumb, you'll wait until the day of your doom, says Barnacle Bill the sailor. Goodbye.
Thank you. of 2-4-F. So if they ever had to change his class, well, man, they'll put an 8-F in the draft. I hear he's living down the village on Greenwich Street. Forever Nan, the frantic freak. Forever Nan, the frantic freak. He's doing Ori, well, Ori.
Remember Kaiser Bill about a year ago? We told your old friend Bernstorff that he'd better pack and go. You laughed and said America possessed no fighting stuff until our fighting Yankee boys walked in and called your bluff. That Monte Cristo idea will not do. If you think that the world belongs to you, tell that to the Marines, those deviling hounds who know what fighting means. You are going to lick the world, you said you will. If you mean Uncle Sam, now listen, Kaiser Bill. Tell that to the Marines, the first to fight on all the fighting seas. If you think you'll sink our new boat with your damned old U-boat, tell that to the Marines. That line of Hindenburg would never break, you made a vow. It must be made of rubber, Bill, the way it's bending now. Those Krupp works that you bragged about, you'll rave of them no more. We'll change them to the bankrupt works when we end the war. Though Kaiser Bill at warfare, we aren't due. If you think now the Yankee drive is through, tell that to the Marines, those deviling hounds who know what fighting means. We are going to have 6 million men in line. Kaiser Bill, if you don't think they will cross the Rhine, tell that to the Marines, the first to fight on all the fighting seas. And if you think the Yanks won't whirl in right straight into Berlin, tell that to the Marines.
He sleeps in a bed and hangs over the side. That's Bumblebee Billy.
Bumblebee Billy.
Bumblebee Billy.
Bumblebee Billy.
That's his name. What a frame on Bumblebee Billy. He likes to go swimming with the elite. He jumps in the pool. There's just him and concrete. That's Bumblebee Billy.
Bumblebee Billy.
Bumblebee Billy.
Bumblebee Billy.
That's his name. What a frame on Bumblebee Billy. He stepped on a scale to find his weight. It cost him a quarter for the family rate. That's Bumblebee Billy.
Bumblebee Billy.
Bumblebee Billy.
Bumblebee Billy.
He's the one half a ton. That's Bumblebee Billy. Girl sit in his lap and try as he will, they keep sliding off cause it's all downhill. That's Bumblebee Billy.
Bumblebee Billy.
Bumblebee Billy.
Bumblebee Billy.
What a name, what a frame on Bumblebee Billy. Thank you. tie his shoe. He hasn't seen his feet since before he was two. That's Bumblebee Billy.
Bumblebee Billy.
Bumblebee Billy.
Bumblebee Billy.
That's his name. What a frame on Bumblebee Billy. The gals all love him. They scream with delight. He can keep them warm on a chilly night. That's Bumblebee Billy.
Bumblebee Billy.
Bumblebee Billy.
Bumblebee Billy.
That's his name. What a frame on Bumblebee Billy.
It for a fat man.
Fat man.
Boys, the trouble is there's no way of knowing
whether he's coming on or going. Mr. 5x5. He's 5 feet tall and he's 5 feet wide. He don't measure no more from head to toe than it do from side to side.
Dancing may do this and that and help you take off lots of fat, but I'm no friend of dancing when it's hot. So if you are a dancing fool who loves to dance but can't keep cool, bear in mind the idea that I've got. When it gets too hot for comfort and you can't get ice cream cones, 'tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When the lazy syncopation of the music softly moans, 'tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. The polar bears aren't green up in Greenland. They've got the right idea. They think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here. Just be like those bamboo babies in the South Sea tropic zones. 'Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When you're calling up your sweetie, in those hothouse telephones. Tain't no sin to take off the skin and dance around in your bones. When you're on a crowded dance floor near those red-hot saxophones, oh, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Take a look at the girls when they're dancing. Notice the way they're dressed. They wear silken clothes without any hose, and nobody knows the rest. No more singing in the bathtub with those television phones. Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Gathered by the river, listen to your Deacon Jones. Tain't no sin to take off your skin, dance around in your bones. You must all go in that water, let me hear your sinful groans. Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Do what I say right away, wicked sinners, cause this is your judgment day. Come, Mandy Lee, in the river with me. Wash your sins away. Throw away your gin and razors. Throw away your gambling bones. Oh, take no sin. Take off skin. Dance around your bones.
Auntie said your uncle left you his watch and chain. I put it on, right across the bends. Lord, I looked a dandy as they dangled on me chains. Got to flash it over, people walking around the back. The kids roaring off from me and they all began shouting. Any old iron, any old iron, any old iron. You look neat, talk about a treat. You look at that from your nap and your feet. Dressed in style with a brand new tile and your father's so green tie, hon. I wouldn't get your top of me at old watch chain. Old iron, old iron.
Oh.
I shan't forget when I got married to Selena Brown. The way the people after me, it made me feel a clown. I began to wonder when the dawn began to crack, if by mistake I got me Sunday trousers front or back. I put the chain on my Darby Kell. The sun was shining on it, it made me look a swell. The organ started playing, the bells began to ring, me chain began to rattle, and the choir began to sing. Any old iron, any old iron, any old iron. You look neat and need to talk about a tree to tree to you. Look at dapper from your napper to your Peter Frieda dress, in style with the jetty fine tile. Father's so green tie on, I wouldn't give you dapper for your old watch chain. Old iron, old iron. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I love the place where I was born. That's good old Bethnal Green. I'm what you call a Britisher. I love my king and queen. But now we've got some trouble on with Jerry once again. Let us do just what we're told to uphold England's name. We've got the men, the pluck and the courage too. I'm speaking on behalf of every mother's son of you. Give old England all you can. Be generous and kind, and before you go to bed tonight, just see if you can find any old iron, any old iron, any old iron, an old iron pot, an old iron cot, an old iron bicycle, or anything you've got, an old iron plate, an old iron grate your mother used to fry on, and I'm going to let the country have the old watch chain, old iron, old iron.
How do you do, Mrs. Clancy?
I'm well, thank you, Mrs. McCann. How was yourself?
Oh, sure, I'm all in after the week's wash. Me daughter Marianne alone gives me enough to break the back of me.
Well, after the looks of her today, your wash will be much lighter next week. I'm just after seeing most of her coming down the street. And all I can say is I'm glad all me girls are boys. Here she comes now.
Well, well, would you look at her? Wait till I lay me hands on her. Marianne?
Marianne? Yes?
I'm ashamed your name's McCann.
What's the matter, Mama dear?
Marianne, come over here. Faith, is that the dress you bought?
Don't you know they wear them short?
You'll get pinched if you get caught.
Well, what do you want from me?
Keep your skirts down.
Oh.
Keep your skirts down.
Gee.
Keep your skirts down. Marianne.
Oh, Applesauce. Gee, I have a lovely dimple on my knee.
Don't I know it? Faith, it wasn't put there for the world to see. Keep your skirt down.
What do you mean, down?
You know what I mean when you sit down, if you can. You'd make any man at all a nervous wreck.
Why?
Remember, you can wear your beads around your neck. Keep your skirt down. Keep your skirt down.
They're going up.
Well, keep them down, Marianne. Marianne, Marianne?
Yes?
No, you'll never get a man.
Oh, I'll grab one, never fear.
Marianne, just listen here. Men like the old-fashioned kind.
Mama, dear, you're way behind.
Sure, you'll make them lose their minds.
Well, what am I going to do?
Keep your skirts down.
Oh.
Keep them way down.
Gee whiz.
Keep your skirts down, Marianne.
You make me tired. I might catch a fellow with my stockings rolled.
Oh, that you will never catch will be a cold. Keep your skirt down.
Oh, what do you mean, down?
Keep them down when you sit down, if you can.
Nowadays, you must dress like this to win a lad.
Faith, I didn't do it, and I won your dad.
He was no bargain.
Don't get fresh. Keep your skirt down.
They're going up.
Well, keep them down, Marianne.
Thank you. from the great northwest. I'm different from the rest. Stand up, throw your hands up. I shoot cans and bells. Oh, I've been a bad girl all my life. I pick my teeth with a carving knife. And I make a widow of a wife. 'Cause I'm Dangerous Nan McGrew. Why, I slap Jack Dempsey in the face. And I make barbed wire look like lace. And I throw myself right out of place. 'Cause I'm Dangerous Nan McGrew. Then I eat dynamite. And I blow up and fight. I shoot everything in sight. Beware, boom, boom, take care, poo, poo. With one breath, I sink a boat. And if anybody gets my ghost, I cut myself a piece of throat. 'Cause I'm Dangerous Nan McGrew. Why, bullets, they bounce right off my chest. And I sleep on a hornet's nest. I'm the gal sends young men west. 'Cause I'm Dangerous Nan McGrew. My lions tremble when I frown. When that great big Zeppelin came to town, you remember? I'm the one that held it down. 'Cause I'm Dangerous Nan McGrew. I like destroying health. I shoot bottles off the shelf. I'm so bad I scare myself. Take care, boom, boom, beware, poop, poop. Why, I pull a train right off the track. And for perfume, I use shellac. When mad dogs bite, I bite them back. 'Cause I'm Dangerous Nan McGrew.
Like that. smoother taste is what they like. What'll you have? The answer's clear. Pour me a Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, millions favor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Total up their score, wave their hands and yell out four. The four they mean, and we ain't fibbing, is four cold bottles of Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, millions favor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
When you watch those TV boxing bouts with the fighters swinging hooks and clouts, the moment that bell begins to sound, it's Pabst Blue Ribbon in the very first round. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, millions favor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and a happy Memorial Day. Actually, it's Memorial Day here where I am, so you're past it now, but I hope you had a good holiday weekend. Nice to have an extra day off. All right, so what are we doing today? We are remembering. We are remembering what came before. I was talking last night to somebody who was, he's a musician, and he's on his way to an Ed Sheeran concert. I'm not sure if that's a contradiction in terms or what, but, you know, I mentioned, you know, I did the podcast, and he says, what are you doing about it? I said, well, mostly old music, like this week I'm doing 78s. He says, what? What are those? You know what they are. But he kind of dismissed them as being irrelevant. So, hey, fuck you. Anyway, we started with something that's certainly not irrelevant. That was Barnacle Bill the Sailor from Frank Luther. That's one of the first ones that was made of that song, based on a thing called Bollocky Bill the Sailor, which I'm trying to dig up. We also heard from Harry the Hipster Gibson for F. Ferdinand, the Frantic Freak. Tell That to the Marines was Al Jolson from 1919, a byproduct of World War I. Bombo B. Bailey from LMA Morris with Freddie Slack from 1947. And then Mr. 5x5. I guess that's also what they used to call Bombo B. Bailey. LMA Morris again with Freddie Slack from 1942. From 1929, Lee Morris and her boys, Tain't No Sin to Take Off Your Skin and Dance Around in Your Bones. And then on Parlophone 78s from 1962-63, The Beatles. That's right, Beatles were on 78. If you have one in your collection, hold on to it dearly. It's worth a frickin' fortune. And that was, of course, I'm Happy Just to Dance With You. Harry Champion, Any Old Iron. Keep Your Skirts Down, Mary, from Eileen Stanley and the ubiquitous Billy Murray. Helen Kane, the original Betty Boop from 1930. Dangerous Dan McGrew, 2 weeks in a row for Helen Kane. And then the Ersatz Betty Boop, actually really the real Betty Boop, and Olive Oil, Mae Castell, Polly Wally Doodle. And, of course, you remember her as Aunt Bluebell from those stupid toilet paper commercials. And then we heard part one of a commercial for PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer, which is one of my beers of choice if I'm not looking for an experience. I call it maintenance beer. Anyway, we are doing 78s today to remember what came before. And those who do not remember history are doomed to repeat it. So, Congress, are you paying attention? Yeah, I didn't think so. All right, let's get back to work here, and we'll be back to talk about it.
Travel 15,000 miles to far-off lands and distant isles, from tropic sun to arctic snows. It's Pabst Blue Ribbon, the whole world knows.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, millions favor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Any old town, wherever you are, when the genial man across the bar says what do you have and winks his eye, Pabst Blue Ribbon is the smooth reply.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, millions favor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
In restaurants and dining cars, in the best hotels and finest bars, just look around and you will hear the call for Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, millions favor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Lots of folks are worried over how they'll pay the rent. And some folks are annoyed because they can't lay up a cent. Others are perplexed about the latest picture show. But there is really only just one thing I'd like to know. What kind of a noise annoys an oyster? No matter what I do, the answer won't come through. What kind of a noise annoys an oyster? That's a question I would like an answer to. A little piece of cheese annoys a mouse, there is no doubt. But here's the one thing I've been trying hard to figure out. What kind of a noise annoys an oyster? When an oyster's in a stew, what kind of a noise annoys an oyster? I asked them at the zoo, they said they wish they knew. What kind of a noise annoys an oyster? That's a question I would like an answer to. A piece of cheese annoys the mouse annoys in turn. The cat who then annoys the dog, but still I cannot learn. What kind of a noise annoys an oyster? When an oyster's in a stew. Oysters live a life within a very narrow scope. One thing I found out is that an oyster don't like soap. I'll admit the problem's been a sticker from the go. I've asked most everyone I've met, and no one seems to know what kind of a noise annoys an oyster. I figured till I'm blue, so now I'm asking you, what kind of a noise annoys an oyster? That's the question I would like an answer to. A piece of cheese annoys the mouse annoys the cat. The cat annoys the dog annoys your Sunday hat. But what kind of a noise annoys an oyster when an oyster's in a stew? Oh, what kind of a noise annoys an oyster? I've asked each one I knew from here to Kalamazoo. What kind of a noise annoys an oyster? That's the question I would like an answer to. Now simple things annoy a lot of simple folks, you see, and that's most likely why this question is annoying me. But what kind of a noise annoys an oyster when an oyster's in a stew? Doodle-doodle-doo-doo.
Bang that piano and make her hot, Mr. Mozart's turkey trot.
Started a whirling, but it didn't make no sound. Not a sound. I put my ear down and listened all over it, but I couldn't hear a thing, not a thing. Well, I was mad, and I went to the telephone and called up that clerk, and I says to him, "Say, young fella, that there Hail Columbia Happy Land talking singing machine of yours don't make no noise. How in Sam Hill do you make it go?" Well, he sat me right to my face and said if I hadn't been in such a darn hurry to go, he was going to tell me. He said I had to have some selections and some needles to make it work. "Needles," I said, "young man, you made a little mistake. I bought a singing machine, not a sewing machine." Well, he said it wouldn't sing, nor play, nor talk, nor nothing without needles. So I told him to send me a good lively tune and a needle and a spool of thread to sew it on with, and I'd try it again. Well, when we finally got it to going, it played a mighty good tune. I swam to man if it didn't swing along something like an old camp meeting tune we used to sing. The name of it was Hesitation Waltz. Well, we played it and played it for about a couple of weeks and got it most learned by heart. And one day, George Macklin come in and says, "Uncle Zed, why don't you play the other side of your tune?" Well, I never thought of that, and he flopped that over on its back and played another tune, most good for Buster. That was called One Step, but by Jiminy Crickets, it sounded to me like a whole flight of stairs. Well, one day I was down to Bradford with a load of hogs, and I was getting my hair cut in the barber shop, and all of a sudden, I heard my Hesitation Waltz going. Well, I jumped up with that apron around my neck and shouted, "Somebody stole my tune." But the barber says, "Oh, sit down, sit down. I guess you're stealing teeth when you get your hair cut on it." Well, after I got all trimmed up, I listened all around, but it had stopped, and I couldn't find it nowhere. But the most curious thing about it was, when I got home, there was my tune right on the machine where I left it. Talk about your mysteries. Well, Marais says probably they made two needles just alike by mistake, but I believe it was the spirit. Want to hear a tune?
What did I do with that thingamajig? I gotta find that thingamajig. I gotta have it to fix my rig. Ain't no bigger than a bug is big. What did I do with that thingamajig?
Is it square?
No, it isn't square.
Does it flare?
No, it doesn't flare.
It ain't square, but don't flare. It ain't shaped like a pear. It's just a little old thingamajig.
Is it round?
No, it isn't round.
Is it brown?
No, it isn't brown.
It ain't round, it ain't brown. It don't make any sound. It's just a little old thingamajig.
It's just a doodad with a thingamabob. I do my fidget, that's a twist like a top. Or whatchamacallit, fasten down with a free. It's just a little old thingamajig.
Is it flat?
No, it isn't flat.
Like a mat?
No, not like no mat.
It ain't flat like a mat. It's no bigger than that. It's just a little old thingamajig.
I gotta find that thingamajig. I gotta have it to fix my rig. Ain't no bigger than a bug is big. What did I do with that thingamajig?
Is it brass?
No, it isn't brass.
Is it glass?
No, it isn't glass.
It ain't brass, it ain't glass, but a lack and a last. I've got to find that thingamajig.
Is it stone?
No, it isn't stone.
Like a home?
No, not like no home.
It ain't stone like a home. It ain't button or bone. It's just a little old thingamajig.
It's just a doodad with a thingamabob. I do my fidget, that's your twist like a knob. But whatchamacallit, passing down with a spree. It's just a little old thingamajig.
Is it ten?
No, it isn't ten.
Do it spin?
No, it doesn't spin.
It ain't ten, it don't spin. But if you are my friend, please help me find that thingamajig.
Thank you.
When the missus finds what happened, she'll be more upset than me. There'll be no peace for me at home, it's sure to cause some strife. I've lost the only thing that seemed to charm our married life. I had it when I left the house at 10:30. I had it in me hand, all right. I showed it to a woman at the corner then. It filled her with delight. The wife will want to play with it when I get home, but I can't find it, oh no. It means we'll have to part, it's sure to break her heart when she finds I've gone and lost me little yo, yo. I did all kinds of tricks with it, could trail it on the ground. I could swing it up and swing it down and swing it round and round. I'll have to get another one, no matter what it cost. It may not please the missus like the one I've gone and lost. I had it when I left the house at 10:30. I had it in me hand, all right. I showed it to a woman at the corner then. It filled her with delight. The wife will want to play with it when I get home, but I can't find it, oh no. She'll take the only course and sue for a divorce when she finds I've gone and lost me little yo, yo. I showed it to Matilda, she's the barmaid at the Crown. I taught her how to play with it and swing it up and down. It fairly took her fancy, perhaps she's stolen it from me. I dare not tell the wife in case it causes jealousy. I had it when I left the house at 10:30. I had it in me hand, all right. I showed it to a woman at the corner then. It filled her with delight. The wife will want to play with it when I get home, but I can't find it, oh no. She'll miss it, there's no doubt. She's sure to throw me out when she finds I've gone and lost me little yo, yo.
I put my name on the attic call list. I'm feeling fine, I'm very much alive. I'm not very old, I'm just 65. I've gained 10 pounds if I gain an ounce since I started doing the attic call bout. Of all the women, I'm very fond. I like brunettes and I like the blondes. The Hattie Call Bounce has really won its fame. It really makes an old man young again. I've been taking and shaking every day just to keep my hands from turning gray. Like a fish in the water, I just want to flounce when they start to do in the Hattie Call Bounce. I've been going down upon my phone, sold everything to tell me that I'm wrong. On payday when my check is due, I hurry home to my mama on the PDQ. Girl, brush your hair, keep your skin smooth, clean, fair. Cleanse your teeth white, make your eyeballs bright. Checks your fever and drives away your cold. Really keeps a young man from getting old. In my frock-tail coat on a Saturday night, I'm a hattie called daddy and I've got to look just right. Like a fish in the water, I just want to flounce when I hear him doing the hattie call bounce.
How Dudley found that catchy name. His product made him very rich and it brought him lots of fame. The reason for his great success I'll now explain to all. He had a call at something, so he called it Hattie Call.
Hattie Call, Hattie Call. How I love that Hattie Call. Makes you strong, makes you tall. Everybody loves that Hattie Call.
I know is very bald and he has no hair at all. His friends told him if he wants waves that he should try Hattie Call. Now friends, I will not lie to you, cause lying is a sin. But now upon his big head, he's got wavy, wavy skin.
Hattie Call, Hattie Call. How I love that Hattie Call. Makes you strong, makes you tall. Everybody loves that Hattie Call.
In a town in Mexico, they ring bells when babes are born. The bells had not been ringing there, all the people were forlorn. But then along came Hattie Call, and how that stuff did sell. The folks all bought the family size, now the bells all ring like, well!
Hattie Call, Hattie Call, how I love that Hattie Call. Makes you strong, makes you tall. Everybody loves that Hattie Call.
Brother had an awful itch on both his big flat feet. He scratched and scratched them all the time, and to watch him was a treat. He soaked them twice and had a call, that's how the story goes. It stopped the itching pronto, but he now has four more toes.
Hattie Call, Hattie Call, how I love that Hattie Call. Makes you strong, makes you tall. Everybody loves that Hattie Call.
Vitamins number one and number two. There's calcium and phosphorus and iron, good for you. With alcohol and honey, you have what it takes to be a lover and a sweetheart at the age of 93.
Hattie Call, Hattie Call, how I love that Hattie Call. Makes you strong, makes you tall. Everybody loves that Hattie Call.
Lafayette did tell the tale of a crawfish very brave. He's braver than the eagle, and he's make the cage a brave. Now the eagle see the great big train, and then away he fly. But crawfish what drink Hattie Call, he don't let no trains go by.
Hattie Call, Hattie Call, how I love that Hattie Call. Make you strong, make you tall. Everybody loves that Hattie Call.
Say to Joe Broussard, this stuff, it never fails. Cow's tail come off, you rub it on, and the cow grows brand new tail. Rene, he told Joe what to do, here's what it did allow. Just dip the tail in, Hattie Call, pretty soon you have new cow.
Hattie Call,
Hattico. How I love that Hattico. Make you strong, make you tall. Everybody loves that Hattico.
My friend, he had no teeth. All he ate was soup and toast. His friends say, man, try had a call. Mix it with dim milk from goats. Now he can chew the crawfish heads. His smile is hard to ban. And now he eats what goats eat. Just the labels and the can.
Hattico, Hattico. How I love that Hattico. Make you tall, make you tall. Everybody loves that Hattico.
Bayou Blue, and she could not read or write. She just reads comic funny books every day and every night. But then she took some Hattico, and it gave her quite a thrill. 'Cause now she's teaching high school, she's the best in Abbeville.
Hattico, Hattico, how I love that Hattico. Make you strong, make you tall. Everybody loves that Hattico.
There's vitamins number one and number two. There's calcium and phosphorus and iron good for you. With alcohol and honey, you have what it takes to be a lover and a sweetheart at the age of 93.
Hattico, Hattico, how I love that Hattico. Make you strong, make you tall. Everybody loves that Hattico.
You try that Hattico, man, huh?
Is the USSR. He's known around from near and far. That actor man with the big cigar. He pops away every night and day with a twinkle in his eye. And all the while behind that smile lurks many an untold lie. Down Whitehall way, you'll see his car. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere, the friend of the USSR. V stands for vanquish, it's the slogan of his land, and he'll fight until it's finished, and there's no one left to stand. He'll keep the red flag flying, though hammered black and blue, for he's getting more than he bargained for, that fat friend of the Jew. So keep your chins up, one and all, and remember what I say. If Britons were to Britain through, they'd send that man away. Who is that man with the big cigar? He's here, he's there, he's everywhere, that man with the big cigar.
Thank you. ladies and gentlemen, may we please have your attention. An act has been committed, quite too dastardly to mention.
Now something must be done at once, or chivalry is dead.
That's why we're here. Now we'll bring this matter to a head.
A lady's been insulted by a man.
Fie, for shame.
Has anybody seen the dirty rat who is to blame? Who slapped Annie in the fanny with a flounder? Who slapped Annie with the big flat fish?
Who slapped Annie? Can we catch the dirty bounder?
And fillet of sole was Annie's favorite dish.
You see, little Annie went to shopping for her dinner, a nice fresh fish for the family to enjoy. She'd never been to market, she was only a beginner,
but Annie had a crush on the handsome butcher boy. Oh, who slapped Annie in the fanny with a flounder?
It might have been a halibut, a pickerel, or a bass.
Who slapped Annie was no gentleman around her.
He had to use a flounder on this lovely little lass.
Wasn't looking, she was tying up her shoelace, all doubled up at 45 degrees.
When suddenly it happened, something hit her in a new place,
and she went on her ear just as pretty as you please.
Oh, who slapped Annie in the fanny with a flounder?
It's the darndest thing that happened since the Johnstown flood.
Who slapped Annie? Can you catch her at the flounder?
The guy who dragged for Annie's aspirations in the mud.
We just heard a rumor that the guy who slapped for Annie was none other than the handsome butcher lad.
He saw her bending over. His reaction was uncanny.
His reaction was uncanny, but his aim wasn't bad.
And now they are married and they're living in the city. But just goes to prove how little things have come to pass. Brings us to the ending of this odd little ditty about the butcher boy, the flounder, and the lovely little lass.
Hello, operator, will you please do me a favor? I'm a try to call my girl, but every time I fail, well, when I put the money in, each time you begin, rather way to put it out. Please tell him what's about, huh? Yeah? No. Yeah, I had it in before. You don't have to get the saw. Well, just do the best you can when I put it in again. And so I put the nickel in to call my Catherine. The telephone no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. And the operator tack, she put the nickel back. I put it in once more, out like before. I gotta make the call, and there's a middle hall. And they're in confidence, well, I got to put 10 cents. And the telephone no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. And in and out and in, to call my Catherine. I don't lose my control, and there is another hall. Well, it's 25 cents, so what's the difference? But the telephone no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. Well, I show her I'm a man, so I'm gonna try again. Yes, hello, hello. Hello, operator! Why don't you call me agitator? Well, I'm a good citizen, and I love my Catherine. You bunch of the scurril. Which number is I call? It's a Macedonia 2. Yes, a 5-2. A 2-2 a la Pachedo. That's all right. I speak with my interest. That's not your business. Here's the nickel. Don't you shout. Let's not put it in and out. And throw. I put the nickel in to call my Catherine. And the telephone no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. The operator talk, she put the nickel back. I put it in once more and out like before. So I gotta make the call, so there isn't a middle hall. And now in confidence, I gotta put a 10 cents. And the telephone no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. And in and out and in to call my Catherine. I don't lose my control, and there is another hall. If it's 25 cents, so what's the difference? But the telephone no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. I gotta show her I'm a man, so I'm gonna try again. Operator, hello, operator, where's my Macedonia 2? 5-2, I took 2 out of Macedonia, where is it, You don't speak English, that's the trouble, all right, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Thank you.
everybody happy. All right, well, one or two of you are. I guess that's okay. We started with the second part of that Pabst Blue Ribbon thing. Distributors used to bring those 78s to you know, bars and stuff. They put them in the jukebox, and people would play them. I don't know. Well, you have Pabst Blue Ribbon, part two. Frank Crummett after that. What kind of noise? A noise an oyster. A hypothetical question. Mozart's Turkey Trot, the Rondo a la Turca from Mozart by, of course, Red Engel at his natural seven. Charles Ross Taggart, Uncle Zed buys a graphophone, different from a gramophone, I guess. Charles Ross Taggart kind of channeling Cal Stewart's Uncle Josh, maybe, to a thing. Johnny Lee Wills, brother to Bob Wills and Billy Jack Wills, and that was the thingamajig. I've Gone and Lost My Little Yo-Yo from Billy Cotton and his band from 1932. Professor Longhair and his band, the How to Call Bounce, followed by two different versions of the same basic song by the Basin Street Six. We heard Everybody Loves That How to Call, just the regular English version, and then the Cajun version. They're sufficiently different, as you will have noticed. And then the man with the big cigar was Charlie and his orchestra. Charlie and his orchestra was a propaganda outfit, propaganda arm of the Nazi government, set up by Charlie Goebbels or whatever his name was. And they did a lot of songs like that, taking popular songs and turning them into propaganda bullshit. Who Slapped Annie on the Fanny was the Three Old Roosters. And then we finished it all up with Nicola Paone, The Telephone No Ring. All right, so I think I hear my telephone ringing, which means it's time to go. I do have two more, highly related, and we'll be back next week with more stuff. Please take a moment to remember. Whatever you think is important to remember, just go ahead and do it. And realize that it's important. How's that sound? Good enough. I'll see you next week. Have a good one.
Right of it, couldn't stand the sight of it, and quickly flew away.
They couldn't stand anything they saw, sir, and didn't care to stay.
From the view they got of us, hated all the lot of us, and quickly flew away. Took a look around, and once they'd seen us, hurried off through space. As quickly as they could to Mars and Venus, saying, what a place
to live in. Two little men in a flying saucer had no desire to stay.
When they cruised around the world, sorry that they found the world, and quickly flew away. Said, what a planet, wonder who began it as they flew across the USA. Heard Frank Sinatra made a swift departure and they quickly flew away. Flew over Britain, everybody sitting as they listened to the radio. What had they got on? Good old Billy Cotton. But the two little men said,
oh no!
Thank you.
Sweet Clarence, of all the terrible places, if I'd known it was like this here, I'd never have come. Now go on, drive the saucer back home at once. This is now a cup of tea and you know it.
Two little men
in a flying saucer
had no desire to stay.
All they went before,
when they cruised around the world, sorry they had found the world and quickly flew away. Yes, they quickly flew away. Yes, they quickly flew away.
Flying saucer flew down to earth one day. Looked to left and right of it, couldn't stand the sight of it, and said, let's fly away. They took a look at a western movie, somebody heard them say, if a horse can be a star, think how dumb the people are, we'd better fly away. Then they shook their little green antennas, scratched their purple hair, said this planet is an awful menace, let's go back to where we came from. Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
Oh, no.
Said it's too peculiar here, headed for the stratosphere, and quickly flew away.
Now they took a look in Mebbets Field in Brooklyn when the Dodgers played a baseball game. Heard all the screaming, said we must be dreaming, cause the planet is insane.
During their mission, heard a politician making speeches as they traveled by.
Gabble, gabble, gabble. But they departed faster than they started, cause the hot air blew them sky high.
Two little men in a flying saucer flew down to earth one day. Listened to a radio, saw a television show, and said, let's fly away. They got their fill of commercial jingles, and they were heard to say, all the people seem to be living in a nursery, we'd better fly away. Traveled all around, and once they'd seen us, said, let's head for space. We were better off on Mars and Venus. Goodness, what a place to live in. Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
No, no.
Crossed a crowded thoroughfare,
saw the hats the women wear,
and quickly flew away. And quickly flew away. One look and then they flew away.